Worship Radio 247. The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Heavenly Father, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that as I bring this word today, it unlocks keys, it unlocks doors, Lord, to your beloved's heart. May they receive the word and may it be planted deep within their soul, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name. We're looking at 1 Peter, the 4th chapter and verse 11. That's how far we've got in 1 Peter. And it's my intention to continue after we've ended 1 Peter and go into 2 Peter. But this is what the verse says. It says, "Do you have the gift of speaking? Then speak as though God himself were speaking through you. Do you have the gift of helping others? Do it with all the strength and energy that God supplies. Then everything you do will bring glory to God through Jesus Christ. All glory and power to him forever and ever. Amen." And as I was reading that particular verse some time ago, I felt that I needed to talk to you about the gifts of the Spirit. And so therefore, we're doing a 9-part series on the gifts of the Spirit. And today we come to the 6th part. Let's see what 1 Corinthians says from chapter 12 and verse 8. It says this: "To one person the Spirit gives the ability to give wise advice. To another, the same Spirit gives a message of special knowledge. The same Spirit gives great faith to another. And to someone else, the one Spirit gives the gift of healing. He gives one person the power to perform miracles and another the ability to prophesy." That's what we're looking at today. We're looking at the gift of prophecy. Prophecy is a wonderful tool that the church uses through its people. It's a wonderful tool on many, many levels because it brings foretelling of what is going to happen. And the Lord allows us to have that ability to bring forth prophetic word. How do I know whether prophecy is indeed prophecy? Well, some years ago, someone prophesied over my life. He was sitting in the back of my car, and it changed my whole life, beloved. I've never been able to say it any more stronger than that because it was true. Edward John was sitting in the back of my car and he began to prophesy. And when he'd finished prophesying and we got to where we were going because I was driving, I said to him, "You need to write that down." And he wrote it down for me and I've recorded it in my book, O Love That Will Not Let Me Go. I'm going to read you that prophecy if I can find it in a moment. The point I'm trying to make here is a prophetic word is either prophecy or it's rubbish. It's as simple as that. You see, the evil one tries to prophesy through us as well, and it's not prophecy. It's complete nonsense to get us off track. So therefore, how can we tell whether it is a prophetic word that comes from God? Quite simply, if it happens, it came from God. If it doesn't, it isn't. I'll say that again. If it happens, it came from God. If it doesn't, it wasn't. Sounds simple, doesn't it? But it's the truth. Something else I've noticed when you're listening to a prophetic word, when someone prophesies over your life, watch out for what is being said. Is it being said in conviction? Or is it being said in condemnation? That's another good way of finding out whether or not a prophetic word that is said over you is actually prophecy. Here's another thing. If someone prophesies over your life, it has to be confirmed, beloved. It has to be confirmed by someone else. And also, here's another point. And if you're taking notes, you need to write this down and underline it about 16 times. if it is a prophetic word and it has been looked at and prayed over and it has been confirmed, then you know it's coming directly from God. It's as simple as that. Prophecy happens a lot in church, where someone will stand and bring a prophetic word for that church. And remember, these gifts are to edify the church. They're to edify the people. Prophetic words aren't there to smash people down and to convict, to condemn them. It is purely and simply to edify the church. That's why God gave us this ability to prophesy. Now, I would not say that I was prophetic, but now and again, the Lord gives me a word, and I broadcast that word because I believe it comes from God, and I believe it's going to uphold and edify you guys, because you are the church. I love prophecy in so many ways, because as happened in my own life with Edward John prophesying over my life, it changes your life. It changes the course of your life. It changes the course that you have set yourself on and brings you back to the course that God Almighty would have you bring. You know, I was talking to Annie Chikwaza in an interview yesterday, and she was saying to me, sometimes God was telling her to do things. She knew it came from God. He was telling her to do things, and she was thinking, well, Lord, I'm going to need your grace to do this. But if this is your will, I will do whatever. You're going to hear that in the interview when I bring it. A word of prophecy is always a wonderful thing to behold. Now, I don't know if you have the gift of prophecy. If you have, then you need to bring prophetic words whenever God gives you that utterance. I love it when it happens to me, because it just starts to flow. In actual fact, I'm going to bring you a prophecy that I wrote some time ago, if I can find it. Actually, I can't find it at the moment, but I will certainly find it for you during the program, and I will bring you one of the words that I brought. And I'll also bring you the word that Edward John brought to me. If you have a prophetic word that someone has brought you, and you have realized that it's very powerful and life-changing, I would love to hear from you. I'd love you to send me a quick email at studio@worshipradio247.org. That's studio@worshipradio247.org. And if you have a prophetic word for the listeners of Worship Radio 247 online, let me tell you, you need to email it to studio@worshipradio247.org, and we will pray over it and bring it. One thing I wanted to say just now about how important a prophetic word is, and I'll say this in closing, beloved, if it is an actual prophetic word that comes from Almighty God, listen to this, it needs to line up in Scripture. It needs to line up in the Word of God. In Jesus' name.